The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, and co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
You look very busy over there.
Oh, very busy. Got a lot going on.
You do. We have a special guest for the second week in a row. We have Kate Breyer, owner of Kate Breyer Interiors. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for coming back with us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
And wishing everybody out there a happy Memorial Day. And on this Memorial Day weekend, we are going to discuss interior design with, again, Kate Breyer, owner of Kate Breyer Interiors. Last week, we talked about some of the things you do. You consult with architects and builders, and you work with people just to get a good design for their home. You focus on residential projects, although your experience has been in commercial, correct? You started out in D.C.?
Right, that's right.
Okay, and you've been doing it for quite some time. You took a little time off to raise a family?
A lot of time off, yes.
Okay. You're doing some projects down at Ocean City, New Jersey, and Stone Harbor, New Jersey right now?
I am.
Residential new construction projects?
New construction.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Now, there's so many benefits to having a home designer, and I can't help but think last week and this week, I just wish I had you 6 years ago. We did have an architect. We did have a builder, and things came out very nice, but I think it was a difficult time. Was it not, Pat?
Yes, it was. We were having this discussion off air, is that we were about to put the walls up and we had the plans and we said, this isn't going to work. So me, the builder, and another guy, we sat down and we took the plans that we paid plenty of money for and we threw them out and we redid the first floor and it came out a lot better than the paper that we had paid for, because it was a mess.
Well, you said that last week, Kate. You mentioned that sometimes it looks great on paper, and then when you actually go to do it, or having completed it, you, why did we do it this way? So that's where you come in, because you can see things a lot better than someone that doesn't deal with it all the time.
Right. Well, I think it's important to research your architect before you get into contracting with somebody. Talk to people who've used him, see some of the projects, him or her, or the projects that they've done. And if you like the space, usually their reputation will precede them, you know. And now everyone's on the web, too, so you can do a lot of internet searches. And I think that's how the people that I'm working with now at the Jersey Shore found their architect online. And actually, the two houses are using the same architect, strangely enough.
Really?
Yeah, so...
Interesting.
Yeah, so he does really nice work. But again, always within a project, you're changing things, and you know you don't like something that he did, and you want to add something or subtract, and so it's usually a give and take. But the overall feeling is usually what you want. You know, generally they do a good job overall.
You mentioned last week that the clients you work with usually do have a strong sense of what they want to achieve in their home furnishings, the look, the environment in the home. Now, do you think that home magazines, because there's plenty of them out there, are helpful, or do they kind of distract and make your job a little harder?
Oh, no. I think they're very helpful because they will at least give a client an idea of what's out there. And they also, a lot of them, will have little segments within the magazine, and they'll have an internet connection, so you can go on and view a lot of different products. I think some of them are great because they give you a sense of color and space. They have terrific photographs. I like Veranda. That's a very good shelter magazine, as they say. El Decor is good. Architectural Digest. House Beautiful and Traditional Home. They're the ones that I usually get.
Recommend.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's nice, really, to see things in a magazine. It gives you a different perspective than something on the internet. It's a very good source, I think, for a lot of different things.
So you use it as a tool. It's helpful.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Good. And there are blogs out there, too, that you mentioned the internet. People find the two projects you're working on. They found their architect on the internet.
Right.
There are blogs that people can read and
access. Right.
Okay.
I use a couple different blogs. There's a Phoebe Howard blog. She's a designer from, I think, Atlanta or Jackson, I think maybe somewhere in Florida. But she's pretty good. I use this Chinoiserie Chic. There's a lot of different ones. Some of them are just very trendy, more like fashion sense. But there are some that are extremely helpful too. And again, it's your taste, what you like or you relate to. So.
Well, yes, of course. And it is good to get inspired from images and reading up on things on the internet, seeing what's out there. I know for me, I like to look around so that I can get ideas. In fact, our fence, the fence that we have surrounding our property, we didn't think of that on our own. It took us to see that somewhere else for us to make. And now, so when our son is outside, we have a completely fenced in.
Yeah, they can't get out.
No.
They can't get out. We have big gates that close across the driveway and everything.
That's
right.
Nice.
It meets the house
right
on the one side and on the other side as well, so that we just latch the lock and
yeah,
he can't go anywhere.
But you have to like the fence. You have to sort of look around and get the look that you're looking for, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of that out there, too. There's all kinds of architectural elements that some will not work with your house and some will. And a fence is a pretty big investment. And it really does either add or subtract from the outside of your house.
It could
house.
Be an eyesore, right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So that's another element that you have to worry about.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Kate Breyer from Kate Breyer Interiors. Building, designing, decorating, I just said it. I'll take a toll on everybody, the whole family. It's very stressful. And it's not a myth that many divorces arise during the stages of transition. So having someone like you, an interior designer, on board, I think saves people a lot of stress and grief. And I think that in and of itself is priceless. Life is busy. Many people work. So you cut through a lot of the nonsense, I
right.
would say.
That's right.
Are you a mediator sometimes, too, between the man and the wife?
Yes.
Yes? Oh,
well,
you are.
And the architect and everybody. The problem is, I think everyone is really busy, and it is, when you're building a house, it's a job. It really is almost a full-time job. So it is helpful to have somebody doing a lot of the legwork, and because you have a knowledge of product and what's out there, you can, you know, cut your time in half. So it is helpful to have somebody that can do what I do, I think.
Some of the things that I was reading as I was going over the material for the show suggested that men are more involved. Do you see that happening these days in your work? Do you see that men have more say in what's going on?
Yes, actually they do. I think it's pretty much a shared responsibility, and a man has an idea of what they may want, and the woman wants something as well or different. But the houses I'm doing at the shore are, of course, second homes. So it's a different feel. They want it to be relaxed. They don't want to worry about things. They don't want it like their house at home. So it's a whole different area of design. But it's fun because you want it to be a relaxing place. So they have different ideas, too. I mean, the men will want
a garage,
TV,
garage
in a certain space. And the women want, you know, a nice kitchen that they don't have to worry about, you know, that you're not cleaning up all the time because you don't want to spend time in the kitchen. So that part of it is fun. And they tend to be open floor plans, like sort of a big combination living room, kitchen, dining room area. Lots of window space. They like a lot of sun. You want the view. So
sure,
it's fun.
Great.
It is fun.
Speaking of kitchens, what's in with kitchens these days? What's the look
Well, it's still, you know, islands, a lot of people. Islands are tending to get bigger, too, which is sort of strange, but you would think that they take up too much floor space, but people are using them now for everything. You know, that's sort of where you work, where you eat, where you gather. So they are getting a little bit bigger. That I've definitely noticed. Everything is still in. At the shore, of course, the houses that I'm working on now, people want light.
Sure.
So we're doing
white
and painted and just easier maintenance.
How about in countertops? What's the look?
And countertops, it's funny. Granite is still in. There's lots of different
patterns,
options,
yeah.
But the lighter granite is becoming a little bit more hard to find. So some people are turning to marble, like a white marble, which is of a higher maintenance, but it is the look that people tend to like. There's also a material called glassos. That's G-L-A-S-S-O-S. It's sort of a marble. It's a very pure white marble. But this is a synthetic, and it's easy to maintain, and you can just use a little bit of Windex on it. It's a pretty look. It's very sort of contemporary looking, but that's another new look that's out there. It's a little sleeker, but
how is the cost of that compared to the marble? If you get the marble look, is it similar in cost?
You know, the glassos is still pretty high. It's
yeah.
still expensive.
Okay.
Usually the things that are, you know, nicer looking tend to be more expensive.
Sure. And certain people gravitate to those types of items. But I wouldn't know anybody like that, would you?
No.
Okay, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home for only $49,000. The taxes are only $1,153. This home is located at 525 Hill Street in Mayfield. It's on a very nice lot of 50 by 125. It has new cabinets in the kitchen, an updated electrical panel with 200 amp service. This home has a lot of potential, and for the right buyer, it would make a great deal. So if you're looking for a great deal, give us a call about 525 Hill Street in Mayfield, a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home for only $49,000. And that is listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Many factors can influence the home choices buyers make. Regardless of where they live, most home buyers prefer newer homes with extra space, according to the National Association of Realtors. Key findings of the survey just conducted are nearly 80% of those surveyed purchased a home with a garage. Garages were more popular among new home buyers. Hardwood floors were among the top amenities sought after by Northeastern buyers. Central air conditioning was the most important to the most buyers, followed by a walk-in closet in the master bedroom. 69% of buyers who did not purchase a home with central air conditioning would be willing to pay $2,500 more for a home with this feature. The rooms that buyers were willing to pay the most for were a basement or an in-law suite and a laundry room. Buyers aged 55 and older place more importance on a bedroom on the main level of the house, and the most common home improvement project was remodeling the kitchen, followed by remodeling the bathroom. And buyers placed the highest dollar value on waterfront properties and homes that were less than 5 years old. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Quetty Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my co-host, fellow realtor, and husband.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Great, thanks. And our special guest, Kate Breyer from Kate Breyer Interiors. Good morning again.
Hi again.
Thanks for coming back with us for 2 weeks in a row, Kate. We're having a great discussion with you today. Before the break, we were talking about kitchens, what's in, and some of the counters that you're seeing. Granite is popular, and you're seeing a lot of marble now, and glassos.
I am seeing a little bit more marble. It is harder to maintain. You have to seal it, and it does stain. But some people really just like the look.
I love marble.
It's beautiful. Yes, it really is beautiful.
Timeless.
Soapstone is another look that people have been using. It's sort of a charcoal gray. Can have some really pretty veining in it. It's kind of porous, though, and soft. That's the downside of it. But some people like the more weathered look. That's a nice countertop as well.
And you said that's the slab you used to have in chemistry lab. That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like. But it actually has beautiful veining in a lot of it. So it's some of it is very pretty. And then there's always, you know, Corian, there's Formica, all the man-made. There's the Caesar stone, Sile stone. They're more of the quartz, and they have a lot of the better properties of granite. They're hard. They
durable.
I'm not sure if you can put something hot on them, but I know in the granite you can. So they're also very popular, and they have a lot of nice finishes, a lot of different nice colors. So
how about around flooring? What's in, what's out? What's hot, what's not? Is you know, you see people doing wall to wall or more wood? And what kind of wood if they're choosing wood?
Wood is always really popular. I mean, that's sort of an easy maintenance. Oak, of course, is always the hardwood is great. Some people are doing a lot of bamboo, although I'm hearing that bamboo is kind of overused now, that they're having some problems with it splitting and popping, and it's not quite as
durable. Yeah, durable. I know a guy who did it, and he's not happy with it.
No,
he's not
as
happy
good
with it at all.
You can always, you know, rely on just the oak, and you can stain it dark, light, you know, blonde. It really
whatever
is
your
a
style
great look
is, whatever you
random with, you know, random planking. It really can really be still a great look.
Random is in. Random flooring is in, isn't it?
It is.
All the different types of lengths and widths.
Yeah. It's a more casual look, and it really works well in a lot of different houses.
We did a floor, and we have Brazilian redwood, and we have the top quality on the first floor, and it's very uniform. And then upstairs, I went with a lower quality, and the wood, it varies a lot in different colors.
Mm-hmm. But it's actually nicer.
It looks so much nicer.
Yeah,
it's actually
a nice look.
And it was half the cost of the premium grade that we have downstairs.
Right, so it's not always, you know, you can always get a good look from the hardwoods, I think. Pine in some older houses, but it's so soft.
Yes,
it dents, but that's still what I'm seeing in area rugs, which have gotten smaller. They kind of have the furniture coming off the rug now. And that, again, is just a personal thing. But a lot of just seeing a lot of the wood with some throw rugs or open space, so you do see some of the wood. That's a nice look.
Yeah, so we don't barely have any area rugs in our house, only where we need them.
Right, right.
Right, for that reason, to look at the wood. It's so rich.
It is. It's easier to maintain, too. You don't have to be worried about constantly vacuuming and then getting the sides of the wood and
right.
You know, it's just a little bit easier.
And I think from our perspective as realtors, this is what buyers want in a house. They want to see that hardwood floor. And when we have people that have wall to wall, but they have the floors underneath, we always tell them it would look so much better if you take that carpeting up to expose that wood floor. And what a difference it makes when you walk into that room, into that house.
Oh yeah, it's so much cleaner.
Yes.
Than somebody else's old carpeting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely is a better look.
So what about lighting fixtures? Is there something that you see as most popular these days? What's in and out in that area?
Well, people are still doing, you know, the recessed lights in a lot of the newer houses. And over a dining area, you still have a chandelier look. Pendants are big over islands, like the single pendants, that look. It all just, again, is personal taste, but there's a lot of different light fixtures on the market, you know, and the internet is a good source, too. I think it's nice to find fixtures that have a nice finish because it makes them richer looking, and some different companies have better finishes than others.
Like what type of finish are you talking about?
I mean, if you want to do like an antique or a polished nickel, that's more of the silver, but it's not chrome. You know, it has a little more patina to it. Looks a little richer. Brass is sort of coming back a little bit. Brass fixtures are around more. But everything is still out there, you know. So, and a lot of lamps that are... Everything is sort of that gourd shape now for the lamps. It's sort of a flowy, organic shape more than the traditional old and patterned lamps and porcelain lamps. So there's drum shades and all the lamps.
Something I came across, I can't get my fingers on it right this second, but something I came across is that in terms of the shapes and the colors, stripes mm-hmm. are stripes in and with the fabrics or even walls. There were some of the images I was looking at this go with stripes in areas where the family gathers. Are you seeing any of that happening?
Yeah, stripes I don't think ever really did go out, but they're certainly big at the shore. That like residential beachy look is a lot of striping. But yeah, stripes are easy because they're not, men don't get offended by them. They're not florals, so they always work in different, and like a wide horizontal stripe is really kind of in now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
It's a nice
yes.
look.
Yeah, it
yeah.
is. Very nice. I wouldn't even think of that. How
Relax.
About floral patterns? They say floral patterns are coming back too, but it has to have a white background for it to be in. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either, but I think the newer florals are colored differently. You have a little more gray in it. Probably a little bit less the earthy tones. They're sort of out. It's more the neutrals and the grays and maybe a little bit of color in with that.
Okay.
Violet is sort of in. You know, the purple's like a light muted violet or purple is sort of a, you know, they say it's the new white. Well, I don't know whether it really is, but it's a pretty like paint color, a very soft violet. It's really a pretty look. So that's been around a lot, too.
Okay. How about artwork? You're seeing that's more, there's more emphasis on art becoming part of the room?
Yeah, I think art has always been part of the room. I think there's less of the big representational pieces. I think it tends to be less obtrusive. It just sort of blends with the whole background. There's a lot of groupings of paintings, too. That you put the same frame around them and you have groupings of, say, sailboats or flowers or whatever, and that is a real striking look. It can be a little expensive because you're getting into all the framing and matting and all that stuff, but it is a really nice look, and that's around a lot, too.
Yes, I've been seeing a lot of that as well. How about high gloss, shine, lacquer?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in?
Yeah, lacquer tends to be in. It's a little bit more contemporary. It's a little flashy. You have to use it sort of sparingly, I think. It's a nice for an accent piece, like a little accent table or a bar cart or maybe a coffee table. depending on where it
is. But not the whole room.
Yeah. I mean, I think that kind of gets
pieces.
A little bit overkill.
Okay.
Yeah. Overkill. Yeah.
Okay. And antiques, the trends for 2013. And these are all from House Beautiful, and you mentioned that is one of the magazines that you recommend.
Right.
But housebeautiful.com said antiques are in, but I never knew them to go out.
No, they've never really gone out. I just don't think... You know, you have a whole room and a whole house of antiques, although people do. It just, that gets a tiny bit boring.
It does.
It just gets too, you have to be a little bit more eclectic and get a little...
more creative.
Creative.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I agree. So mix things in.
And it doesn't look so old and fussy, you know.
Okay. How about designer furniture? Do you have any names that you recommend? Is that in?
Yeah, a lot of different big high-profile designers are now designing for big fabric houses and furniture houses and lighting places. Some of the big names in the high-end stuff is Suzanne Kassler, Thomas O'Brien, Victoria Hagen, the Michael Smith, Charlotte Moss. They all have, you know, a great sense of design, and their products tend to be well done. They always tend to be a little bit, you know, higher because their name is on it.
More expensive.
More expensive, yeah. So they design for a lot of the big furniture companies. Hickory Chair, Visual Comfort, which is a lighting company. And I know Ballard Design is sort of a mail order catalog that a lot of people use, and they have a lot of product. Suzanne Kassler does a lot for them. So... It's helpful for people because they have an eye and they have a sense of what's new and what's current. And even in things like from Target, they tend to sell more products because their designs are fresher. So there's a lot of different names out there.
Good. All right. That's great to know. Well, we've enjoyed our time with you. Thanks so much for 2 weeks in a row. We've had a fabulous discussion and a lot of information we put out there. Thanks so much, Kate.
Thank you, Jackie.
How would someone get in touch with you, please?
I usually like to go through email. It's my email address is katebr@comcast.net. That's K-A-T-E. br@comcast.net.
And your webpage?
And the website is katebrierinteriors.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a beautiful 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home with a 2-car built-in garage located at 603 East Swinnick Drive in Dunmore for $245,000. This ranch home has plenty of space. This beautiful home was built to accommodate the physically disabled, and it has extra wide doorways for wheelchairs. It has a newer roof, a nice fenced-in yard. This 3,000 square foot home also has central air conditioning and is a one-of-a-kind home in Swinnick. So if you're looking for a beautiful 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath ranch in Dunmore, give us a call about 603 East Swinnick Drive for $245,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Study reveals what buyers want. This is from NAR, the National Association of Realtors. The study outlines home buyers' preferences for home type and size, room layout and design, kitchen and baths, windows and doors, accessibility, and outdoor features. At the top of consumer wish lists are ENERGY STAR ratings. Researchers found that ENERGY STAR rated appliances are the most sought after, followed closely by energy efficient laundry rooms. High-end amenities such as kitchens with double sinks, French doors, and whole house technology also ranked top among survey respondents. We have to say goodbye. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back next weekend, Saturday at 11 and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. And I just want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day. Have a safe, relaxing, and enjoyable weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.